Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 63. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 37. High of 72 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 77. 74 chance for rain Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 41.
Kansas member, Kennebec News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to the wrap-up of the legislative session 2025, the state legislature is moving forward with a potential constitutional amendment providing property tax relief for those around the state of Kansas.
People are receiving their property valuation notices this week, and when they receive their property tax bills, they're going to demand that something be done, and I don't blame them. I think there's a balance here, and the fact that you see people like county commissioners who are supporting this, I think it means it's good legislation.
That was Democrat State Representative John Carmichael from the Wichita area on KWCH News, where the House of Representatives ended up passing the bill last week, with the Senate moving forward with the discussion and legislation this week that would create the state constitutional amendment providing property tax relief that would encourage property tax entities to remain within the rate of inflation by establishing a fund or municipality that keeps their budgets aligned. Mid-America Network News.
Get ready, Newker, for Shenandoah.
Another sacred Sunday.
Live and in concert Friday, March 21st at First Council Casino. Shenandoah, one night only in an all-ages show in Newkirk.
Next to you.
Tickets on sale now at 7clans.com or at the casino box office. Friday, March 21st, Shenandoah performs at 7clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk off North Highway 77 in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
The nuclear power plant in the state of Kansas, known as the Wolf Creek Nuclear Power Plant, is celebrating its 40th anniversary and says that after the latest approval from the federal government, it is approved to function for another 20 years.
Yeah, it's an important event because it's not just a birthday of achieving 40 years. It's because we're now allowed to extend the life of the plant for an additional 20 years. Original life of the plant by license was 40 years, so we went through a process to get that extension. So that's a significant event, not just a birthday. So hopefully we'll go beyond the 60 years, but we're good for 2045 right now.
That audio from WIBW where they go on to talk about why the licensing expires at certain times.
Yeah, so the premise behind the original 40-year license is you simply have to set a time frame. So that was the time frame that was set. But once that time frame is set, then it works its way into all your evaluations. So anytime you're factoring things of aging into it, you consider 40 years.
Mid-America Network News.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Labor activists in the state of Nebraska wrapped up last week by protesting on the Capitol grounds, saying that they are concerned about a pair of legislative bills that are seeking to, what they say, weaken voter-approved minimum wage and paid sick leave laws in the state. As according to the worker advocates and union leaders in the state, they spoke out against the proposed changes after Nebraska voters had approved a ballot measure last November that would establish a minimum level of paid sick leave for all workers. They say the initiative mandates that Nebraska businesses provide employees up to 7 days of paid sick leave for businesses within at least 20 employees and 5 days a year for those with fewer than 20 employees within the state. They are protesting, however, the latest bill, Legislative Bill 258, that would limit who can get wage increases by the year of 2027. They say the proposed change to the initiative would cap the minimum wage at $13.50 an hour for Nebraskans younger than 16 years old, except for those legally free from parental control and responsibility.
Always happy with your five-star customer service. Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An injury accident was reported in Nemaha County last Wednesday morning. Eric Breeding, age 43, of Centralia, was struck by a semi driven by a Mount Vernon, Missouri man who had lost control of the ice a mile and a half north of Corning on K63. Both drivers transported to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Jordan Sowers of Goff was also injured as she attempted to help victims in the accident and was struck by Ora Martindale of Havensville, who also lost control of the ice. Sowers was taken to Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Nearly 400 acres were involved in an uncontrolled burn south of Marysville Sunday before last. It apparently reignited from a brush burn 2 weeks earlier along U.S. 77 on property owned by Don Kohorst. Marysville, Blue Rapids, Waterville, and Logan Township departments responded and were on the scene for over 6 hours, with hot spots hit on Monday. With dry and windy spring conditions, outside burns need to be monitored. Burn permits should also be pulled. Pawnee City Board of Education had a special meeting March 1st, voted unanimously to hire Todd Evans as superintendent, replacing Brian Rottinghouse, who's leaving after this school year for a post at Tri-County Public Schools. Evans is leaving as superintendent at Prairie Hills USD 113 and was approved for a 2-year contract. A defense motion for bond was denied for a Beatrice man, Christopher Milkey, who's being held on charges in the shooting death of Tammy Leslie at their Beatrice home. Not guilty pleas were entered for second-degree murder and 2 counts of kidnapping, with 2 children in the house involved, and additional depositions were granted with the case continued until May. A 3 to 6 year prison term was set for a Blue Springs man, 46-year-old Paul Pond, on charges of drug possession and theft by receiving stolen property. Pleading no contest, several related charges were dismissed. In August of 2023, a search warrant at a rural Blue Springs property resulted in recovery of several items reported stolen in area burglaries in Blue Springs and Wymore, included jewelry and tools. $250,000 bond was set for a Seneca man, John Holsing, charged with rape and aggravated sexual battery in Nemaha County District Court, involving alleged sex crimes with a person age 16 or older. His arrest in March of last year followed an investigation by Seneca police, and a 3-day jury trial has been scheduled July 14th. Your news on your time, a podcast of our morning and midday news blocks, available Monday through Fridays on our website at keyndyradio.com. We also have available a podcast for download or to re-listen to our public affairs programs, which air each Saturday morning at 7:10 and are also available at our website, KNDYRadio.com. Fern G. Costell, age 83, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday evening, 6 until 8 p.m. at the church, with the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Fairbury in charge of arrangements for Fern Costell. Ivan L. Wink, age 85, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Sweet Creek Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Family will see friends before the rosary 6 until 7 p.m., also at the church, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ivan Wink. Karen Ayers, age 79, of Greenleaf, passed away Saturday. Funeral service March 23rd, 2 p.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation March 22nd, 4 until 8 p.m. Family receiving friends from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Karen Ayers. Victor Bill Behrens Jr., age 82, of Frankfurt, passed away Sunday. Private family service will be held with a visitation this Wednesday, noon until 7. Family will see friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Bill Behrens Jr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, French bread, green beans, peaches, and cake. Tomorrow, ribs, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, peas, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Northeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying warmer still throughout Thursday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s. Then mostly clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers are possible throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And some rain showers throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some rain showers are possible early on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-March 55, record high on this date 82, the average low 30, and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening at 7:30. It's 42 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 11th of March. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
In agriculture, weed control is a costly and time-consuming process. Upgrade your sprayer's efficiency with the newest PWM technology from Cottage Hill Ag Supply in Waterville. Pulse width modulation controls your sprayer's flow rate and pattern, providing better accuracy and coverage on weeds, while most importantly, saving you money on chemical. Covering more ground in less time means you can focus on growing your operation. So call Darren today at 785-363-6101. Don't miss out on smarter, more efficient spraying practices for years to come with a new PWM sprayer system from Cottage Hill Ag Supply, located south of Waterville.
I'm Doug Brown. The NFL's legal tampering period for upcoming unrestricted free agents is now underway. The signing period starts on Wednesday. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Steelers are expected to talk with a certain 41-year-old quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers is an option in Pittsburgh. Now, I'm not telling you it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, but they're talking to Justin Fields, but Justin Fields is talking to the Steelers and Jets, and Russell Wilson's there, and they just traded for DK Metcalf, and there's Aaron Rodgers. So the Steelers could take this a few different ways. Now, Justin Fields is interesting because, again, I think that they have been interested in trying to work something out, but I think Justin Fields wants to see what other options are out there, most notably the New York Jets.
Adam Schefter on ESPN Radio's Unsportsmanlike. J.C. Horn of the Panthers is now the highest paid defensive back in league history. Adam reports he'll get a 4-year extension worth $100 million, $70 million guaranteed. Linebacker Khalil Mack will get a 1-year, $18 million deal to stay with the Chargers. And Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen gets his own own record-breaking deal, 6 years, $330 million, with an unprecedented $250 million guaranteed. ESPN's Chris Canty.
As far as I'm concerned, Josh Allen earned it. It was a competitive conference championship game. His team was on the losing side of it, on the road in Arrowhead, but through no fault of his own. I thought this was the right thing for the Buffalo Bills to do. It was a bit of a correction when it comes to the deal because he was so woefully underpaid.
Chris Canty on Unsportsmanlike. And sometimes you just need to take a second job. ESPN's Shams Charania reports Steph Curry of the Warriors is now an assistant GM for the basketball programs at Davidson, his alma mater. He's the first active athlete in American pro sports to work with an NCAA program.
When it comes to finding great deals on suits, timing's everything. And now's the time, because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present, because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's business solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
KNDY continues full coverage of area teams in the state basketball tournament with Max Blasky live in Colby covering Hanover girls and boys, Axtell boys and Lynn girls in 1A Division 2. Those games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Weston Oldie picks up the call for the Frankfort boys from Dodge City 1A Division 1 and Bruce Dierking as the Valley Heights girls from Manhattan 2A. Those games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. All of the tournament games stream on our website, KNDYradio.com, available on our mobile apps, available for Apple and Android devices.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Fears around President Trump's tariffs and the possibility of a government shutdown dealt the NASDAQ composite its worst single day since September of 2022, a 4% plunge. The S&P 500 dropped 2.7%. The Dow Jones surrendered nearly 900 points to close below 42,000 for the first time in 2 months. Meanwhile, Energy Secretary Chris Wright says the U.S. could reach an agreement that heads off tariffs on imports of oil, gas, and other energy resources from Canada. Delta Airlines blames a weakening economic environment for its falling first quarter revenue and profit outlook for the coming months. The carrier's shares were off more than 13% in after-hours trading overnight. Volkswagen reports a 15% year-over-year drop in annual operating profit, blaming increasing costs and rising expenses related to its own restructuring. Still, the German automaker expects sales revenue to exceed the previous year's figure by up to 5% in 2025. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims Beck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
Well, our new Secretary of Agriculture released some good information as she attended a Denver meeting. She says that she's getting ready to get millions of dollars mailed out to us that's been appropriated by the Congress back in December. It's going to be a little bit different this time. The FSA office, we don't have to go there because we're going to get in the mail a pre-filled application that gives exact data. Makes a lot of sense. Let's hope it works. I'm looking in my mailbox for mine. In the meantime, we're going to sign that, mail it back. If there's something wrong with it, you'll probably have to call the office. If there's not, get her mail back, and maybe a check will be on the mail, on the way. Other things that she talked about, she says she's working with Congress, trying to help to get a farm bill passed. She says it's crazy that we haven't done this yet, and we all recognize that. We'll just have to wait and see if she has any impetus to get things done. And she's working with EPA to roll back some of the pesticide regulations that are in place, causing a lot of farmers a lot of headaches. And, well, I got to tell you, if all these things come true, my hat's off to the new secretary. Let's hope she gets it done. I'm pretty excited about it. I was from day one. Although she has more politics inner brain than I'd like to see. I'd like to see more farming. But, hey, no complaints. Let's get after it. Let's back her. And let's hope that everything turns out the way she's talking. Because I got to tell you, that money coming will really help get things started here for spring planting. Farmers are at a wherewithal as to what we do. Thanks for being with us.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Among the most popular agricultural law stories of 2024 stands a case regarding the Rio Grande Compact, an agreement where certain states decided to distribute the water of the Rio Grande River amongst themselves. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen discusses the current controversy over this compact.
Colorado committed to deliver a certain amount of water to the New Mexico state line. And back in 1939, when the compact was approved, of course, there wasn't as much groundwater pumping as there is now. Agriculture has developed. There's been other developments in the area, and that impacts the surface flow in the Rio Grande. And, well, it's that interconnectedness between the surface water in the Rio Grande and the groundwater that decreased the actual amount of the surface water in the Rio Grande Basin that flowed to Texas. And so you fast forward several decades, and in 2014, Texas sued New Mexico for allowing the Rio Grande's water reserves to be channeled away for its use, which deprived Texas, claimed, of its equal share in the river's resources. And this got into litigation, of course, and in 2018, the federal government said, hey, we need to be a party, and the Supreme Court agreed to that because a certain amount of that water was to go to Mexico under a treaty. And there were some Indian tribes that also had an interest in the water. And the Constitution does require, this is Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, it does require the states to send this to Congress, and Congress has to approve when the federal government has an interest.
He explains how this case will proceed.
These don't go to juries. This is set up such that you have an individual, an expert, and here it's a retired federal district court judge or federal court of appeals judge that's designated as the special master who acts as a one-person jury to try to figure out what is a proper allocation of this water. And so the court assigned this case to the special master, and then he'll provide his findings, and that those findings then will have to be presented to Congress to act on.
McOwen shares the potential implications of Congress being involved in water distribution.
I really think this is a big deal because a lot of the water compacts are going to be amongst states in the western part of the United States where it's more arid. And in a lot of those areas, you have federal lands and you have interests of the federal government. So these states are not going to have the ability to just enter into agreements on their own. They're going to have to get congressional approval.
That was Roger McOwen, K-State and Washburn Law Professor, on the Rio Grande Compact and how it may affect agriculture. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March the 12th, starting at 11 a.m. Fall and winter pairs include 40 fancy Angus cows that are 3 to 4 years old with big October calves by side, 140 choice black baldy, and 20 red Angus cows. They'll be 2 to 6 years old with 30 to 100-day-old calves. 41 black first calf heifers and 40 black cows, 4 to 6 years old, bred for March and April calving. Fall bred heifers include 97 choice Angus and 15 red Angus fall bred heifers, bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for July to October calves. 67 fancy black and black baldy cows, their second calf heifers, bred for September, October. 175, mostly black cows, bred to Angus and semi-Angus bulls for September, October calves. 110 choice black, white face and 35 red Angus replacement heifers. At 12 o'clock noon, Klein Cattle Company will be selling 14 18-month-old Angus and semi-Angus bulls ready for heavy service. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, March the 12th, at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
For many parts of the country, pothole season is one of the most dependable signs of spring. We'll tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 11th, the 70th day of the year. Champagne music king Lawrence Welk was born on this day, and in 1969, Levi Strauss began selling bell-bottom jeans. Just like the first tulips or daffodils, another sure sign of spring is the arrival of pothole season. This time of year, many parts of the country go through frequent freeze-thaw cycles, sometimes several times a day. During a thaw, water seeps into the pavement only to freeze once the temperature drops. The ice then expands, causing cracks into which more moisture penetrates and the cycle continues. The street crew may be patching as quickly as they can, but they're no match for the relentless freeze-thaw cycles. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
I'm Tim Speck with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update. As the number 11 seed in the American Athletic Conference, Wichita State's women's basketball best start of the season and career high night from Solis Blow wasn't enough to rise above the number 6 seed Green Wave from Tulane as the Shocker season ends with a 69-63 loss in the second round of the AAC tournament. Both KU women's basketball and Wichita State basketball season comes to a close. Kansas State women's basketball will await selection Sunday to where they will be placed for postseason basketball. Men's basketball is also in action tonight across the state as the Wildcats from Kansas State will open up Big 12 play in the Big 12 championship against the number 15 seed Arizona State in round one. KU, they will await their opponent in round number two to tip off tomorrow. Wichita State also tips off tomorrow, their game at 11:30 in the morning against University of Southern Florida. One quick note as well, Kansas's Hunter Dickinson, Zeke Mayo, and DeJuan Harris Jr. were named the men's basketball all Big 12 team in a vote by the conference coaches the league announced yesterday.
Six boys and three girls from Marysville High School earned honorable mention all North Central Kansas League. Seniors Taven Wilson, Jarrett Rose, and Brock Cromie. Juniors Keegan Waters and Cameron Wetter, and sophomore Bo Busman on the boys' side. Girls honorable mention to senior Jenica Hubbard and Ella Johnson, and sophomore Carly Throm. First tip in the state tournament is Wednesday at 2 as 8th seed Lynn girls, 16-6, face top seed South Haven, 21-1. Wednesday evening at 8, Hanover girls are 3rd seed, 20-2, and face 6th seed Sheeran Springs, 18-4. Thursday afternoon, 5 seed Hanover boys, 16-8, meet 4th seed Elyria Christian, 19-4 at 4 o'clock. And the 5 seed Frankfort boys, 18-6, take on 4th seed Central Plains, 18-4, also at 4. Thursday evening at 6, 2nd seed Axtell boys, 22-1, tip off with 7th seed Central Christian, 13-10, and 7th seed Valley Heights girls, 16-8, play 2nd seed St. Mary's Colgan, 21-2, also at 6. Again, full coverage of Hanover, Axtell, and Lynn on KNDY FM 95.5, with Frankfort and Valley Heights on AM 1570, FM 94.1. All of our games streaming at KNDYradio.com, always available on our free mobile apps. KNDY continues full coverage of area teams in the state basketball tournament with Max Blasky live in Colby covering Hanover girls and boys, Axtell boys, and Lynn girls in 1A Division 2. Those games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Weston Oldie picks up the call for the Frankfort boys from Dodge City, 1A Division 1, and Bruce Dierking as the Valley Heights girls from Manhattan 2A. Those games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. All of the tournament games stream on our website, KNDYradio.com, available on our mobile apps, available for Apple and Android devices.
KNDY.